You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Life Lessons with Liam and Benny, available on YouTube and AndyLandRadio.com.
Andyland Radio is now on Giphy. Search a wide variety of stickers to make your posts smarter and happier. Search now using the phrase Andyland.
I'm Andrew Willis, host of Andyland Radio. Join me September 18th as we return to make you feel smarter and happier with Season 3 of Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis.
Making you feel smarter and happier, it's Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to a special presentation of Andyland Radio with Boslin live from Studio A. I am with Boslin, Isaac Markinson, and my lovely friend Kyle Murdoch. Say hello, boys.
What's up? What's good?
Check.
It's going to be a damn good show.
Let's get it.
Are you excited for tonight?
I'm hella excited, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, some really fun things might be occurring tonight. We don't even know. This is the first time I've ever done a special episode where I don't have a lot of music going on.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of elements happening. I just have you. And that's enough, I think. I mean, I really don't think I need anything
more. Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Yeah, that's good. You brought your sexy friend Isaac Markinson, who I love.
Thank you.
He drives me up the wall. I love a hot Jew, and he's cute.
I love it.
He really bangs my mezuzah. Now, I want to know a few things about you because you got a lot of stuff happening. You got some heat that's going on with you. Is that you or is that Isaac? Who's doing it? Because Isaac's your manager.
Isaac is the brain. I'm just the, I don't know, the muscle, I guess.
You're the talent.
You're the muscle stuff.
The muscle. Isaac's definitely the brain, though.
Yeah, that's good. He has a good brain. How long have you been doing this? How did you find Boslin? That's what I want to know. Because I know a few stories. And the best story is that Boslin saw you at a club. And you were like super into like what? Chasing after these chicks. And he was like, what's the story with that?
It wasn't a club. We actually met outside of... We were both going to the school at the University of Victoria.
Yeah.
And there's basically like a thing called cluster housing where there's like a bunch of like apartment type buildings.
Yeah.
And very first night of university, there was about 600 to maybe 1,000 people outside
just partying
and shit. And we met up first night. And I guess we talked about music until like 2 in the morning. And he gave me a little bit about his backstory on like how he started writing. Mm-hmm. Because he was originally just full out rugby, everything just rugby.
Yeah.
And then he played me some voice memos of just... some stuff he wrote, and I thought we can do something with this.
So, there's another story that I want to talk about, and I know you know this story because the story is really simple. You saw Isaac Markinson,
yeah,
and he is out,
yeah,
and he is chasing after women.
Okay, well, it wasn't specifically,
he
wasn't chasing after women, it was just more specifically. Like, when you go to this university, if you're a first year, it's just parties everywhere, right? And, like, we were outside. There's just kids everywhere. It's wild. And then I just see this kid, and he's just very, like, he's with some boys, like Tyler Wong and that type of stuff. And they're playing this game called Point and Shoot. And Point and Shoot is basically when your boy points at a girl, and you have to go talk to her and try to, I don't know, get that going. So this kid, I could just tell he has confidence. And any person that can do that just, like, within a snap of a finger, I'd be like, damn, that's a good man.
Hmm. There you go. For those of you who don't know, Boslin, he has some heat going on. He has a lot of heat going on. He's going places, hopefully. I mean, I'm hoping. I'm sitting here clamoring for someone to make it out of this damn city. And
it's going to happen.
Oh, God. You have a new song? What is it? Hidden Nights. I was racing to get this thing together because I wanted to do something very special for you.
Thank you, yeah.
Because usually I sit here and it's like a dog and pony show and it's like, you know, 2 minutes of talking. Then we'd go into like a bunch of songs and all that. We don't get to sit here and spend an hour just chatting and getting to know each other.
It's definitely a good idea.
You're from Chilliwack.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Fraser Valley, yeah.
I look at you and I think, how the hell did that happen?
Honestly. Well, like, honestly.
Where do you get your hair done in a place like that?
A place called Cool Runnings.
Oh.
Yeah. Got a black lady.
She's amazing.
There you go. I made it out of the Fraser Valley. Well, not even just yet. And like, no disrespect to where I came from, but I think to answer your question, how did that happen? It was just, honestly, mostly like my mom. I grew up with a single mother, and just seeing her like work like 3 jobs just so we could like eat and stuff like that, just 24/7. It definitely puts something in your head where you're surrounded by people that are okay to be at the place that they are.
Yeah.
And me coming from like a athlete type of mentality, I was really competitive. So I always wanted to get out.
See, I grew up for a little bit in Langley, and I feel like people who grew up in the middle of nowhere, they spend a lot of time sitting, thinking in bed at night. Yeah. And really, it's at night. I mean, that's what I would do. I'd sit there at night, couldn't fall asleep, and I'd be thinking, envisioning my future and what I wanted to do. Was this something that you did?
Oh, completely. Like it's manifestation, just thinking. Like time with yourself, people like hesitate to think how important that is. Like I like overthink everything. Isaac knows I overthink everything in my personal life and my business life. Mm-hmm. But when you're just alone and if you're okay with where you are, then that's your decision. But honestly, you have to be the first person to believe in yourself before anyone else does.
Yeah. Law of attraction.
Eh? Yeah.
That's how you found each other.
Law of attraction.
There you go. Hidden Nights. What's that all about?
Hidden Nights. Damn. Basically, the song is about, it's definitely coming from like a dark place of my career, I would say, because it's just like saying like I just been running out of fucks and just like honestly just kind of having a bit of frustration.
Your shirt says it all, by the way. For those of you who can't see, he's wearing a Supreme shirt. Is that real Supreme, by the way? Because I know you can buy a lot of fake Supreme.
No, it's real
Honey,
Supreme
I wouldn't put it past you. I don't know. Are you making the big bucks?
Yeah, we're both wearing Supreme. No, we're not making no big bucks
yet. Isaac, are you spending Boslin's money?
No.
Of course.
Is he managing your money?
Yeah.
How does that work? Like, first of all, walk me through the process of getting paid. So, what happens? What's the process? People say,
there's a lot of different avenues to get paid in this music stuff. A lot of people think that it's either just live shows, streaming, but you can get royalties through a lot of different ways, like licensing it out to movies, TV shows, anything like that, distributing it. Like, if you find a good partner in distribution, like, I know that there's amazing distributors just based in Vancouver, like Opposition. They're really good at what they do, and they can help.
They're getting your music out there for people to listen to.
Mm. Yeah, well, we haven't done any releases with them specifically. Mm. I just mean, like, a company like that does a lot of work in kind of licensing out your music to get it different revenue streams.
Yeah.
And live shows is basically
merch.
Where most of the money comes from, merch.
Well, okay, so Gabe Hendry was on the show last week, and he said that for every T-shirt, you need 5,000 streams to make the same amount of revenue. That a T-shirt you sell for $20, 5,000 streams, you're like just cutting that.
Yeah, so if you're just looking at like just specifically streaming numbers, it's like 0.007 cents on the dollar for each stream.
Yeah.
And that amounts to like 1 million streams being almost like $5,000 in your pocket.
Well, let's talk about this. Eye for an Eye, that's 750,000 streams about.
Yeah.
From what I hear. That's pretty big.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's doing great.
What did you do with that Eye for an Eye money? Spending all that shirt?
No, I don't know. Just here and there, gas money.
If you're in Chilliwack, honey, that doesn't go that far.
I know.
How much does a Supreme t-shirt cost, by the way? Like, how much are you dropping on a t-shirt? I want to know.
Personally, this isn't like...
It's on loan.
Yeah, basically. I don't know. I didn't like specifically buy this shirt.
You stole
but,
it.
Yeah.
Honey, it's Robin.
He's just exposing himself.
So actually I just stole this shit. No, Supreme shirts are quite a bit, especially if you resell it. Yeah. It gets up there. It's like around like 300 to 400, depends the shirt. But like, I don't know. I have an expensive taste, unfortunately. So.
Well, honey, don't we all?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I guess what you're going to have to do is get really major and then resell that shirt.
Exactly.
That's what. Okay, if I was a celebrity, that's totally what I would do. Yeah. I would totally sell my underwear on the DL, like on an eBay. Why not? Like, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't sell that.
How much do you think, like, I don't know. By the way, Kyle Murdoch, he is here. He's my really good friend, best friend. Love him to death. He knows a lot about fashion. And he works in fashion. He's great. Also, amazing cinematographer. You're not just sitting here as a wallflower. You're here to talk.
No, I'm here.
Name a celebrity that name a celebrity that people would want to buy their stuff.
Ooh, I really
name
like
a rapper that you can think of.
A$AP Nast.
Okay, so how much do you think his underwear would go for?
I don't think people would buy his underwear.
Oh, really?
No.
Why? It'd be all nasty.
Travis Scott.
Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, Travis Scott.
Kanye West.
Yeah, I guess. The girls. I feel like girls would buy it, honestly.
I would not want to buy Kanye's underwear. I think that, I cannot stand him. He's too arrogant. And I mean, so am I. So I guess that's probably why.
I think
don't really know what that would do for your brand, right?
But nobody knows about it. That's the thing. You got to do it so no one knows that it's you selling your own stuff.
But how are you gonna verify that it's legit, right? You're gonna go get an appraisal on your underwear?
If I'm Leo DiCaprio and I if I'm Justin Bieber and I'm selling my Vans or something, which I think Mac DeMarco,
those guys are making like $100 million off a tour.
But for me, I'm a shrew. Like I love money. I I count my pennies. Isaac, you should be doing the same. Both of you guys. I mean, the thing with entertainment is that you never know, right? You're only as good as your last thing.
Exactly.
So you got to save that money and count those dollars. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are you making good money? What is Boslin making when he goes out and does a performance? I want to know this.
It's not something I'm really trying to put out there. But
50
if
bucks and
to,
a free Diet Coke or
if
what?
If anyone's trying to, you know? If anyone's trying to book Boslin,
how do you how do people quote for that? So, like, let's say, so Boslin just did you did Breakout Fest,
yeah, mm-hmm.
which is major.
Thank you.
And you played with some incredible headliners. And name who some of them are, because
A$AP Rocky, Ray Shremmer, who
Young
else?
Thug.
Young Thug, Gunna, Knight Lavelle.
So, what are people like Rich them the getting Kid. Paid?
Oh, they're getting that's
major
money.
So, like
thousands of thousands.
Yeah, I'd say the headliners would probably get about like 125K just from one day.
Yeah.
Just one show.
You just take that.
A lot of those, like if you're trying to book someone who can sell at Rogers Arena though, like Post Malone, J. Cole, Kanye, that's like 1 to 4 million. Just like
Billie Eilish.
So Boslin's getting what? Eilish. $3,000.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm getting hot.
Get my email.
Yeah, I guess I'll find out. You know what I'll do? I'll try to sell Boslin's underwear. I found Boslin's underwear. I'm trying to sell it. I don't know. I should do that, actually. Oh, my God. Girls love you. They go wild for Boslin. I know this to be true because when you did a surprise appearance here in studio, you went outside and there was a lot of girls that were just really into you.
They're just,
never seen a brother before. That's why. It's pretty white up in these parts. That's probably why. See a good brother.
Never seen a brother.
Got a nice tight weave going on up there. Yeah, no, they don't know things. Yeah. You seen anyone?
Am I seeing anyone?
Yeah.
It's complicated. It's complicated.
Just gonna incriminate him right on.
Yeah.
Well, seen a few people. Isaac, are you seeing anyone?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah. How long? You say it like as if it's a grudge. Like,
no,
her? Been with her for a while?
He loves her.
Doesn't that... Okay, I haven't been in a relationship in like 10 years. Like,
that's crazy.
I know. I'm also 30 years old, so that kind of sucks. Like, yeah. I didn't think that would ever happen, but somehow it did. But anyway. But used to bang the super hot Jew. So awesome. His name is Justin. Shout out to him. He had a big schwanz. And he legit dumped me. It sucked.
Why did he dump you?
I don't know. I just don't think he was ready for a big-lipped... soulful dude like me. I mean, I don't know. You got to dance, have a good time.
Can you handle the energy?
Probably. I don't know. Can you handle my energy, Isaac? I don't think you can. Honey, talk about a manager who can't manage. I don't know. But no, I like the thing about being single. I don't know. Like, is that something that you feel like, you know?
Being single?
Yeah. Like, because that's the thing. I feel like you can balance a career when you're dating someone, because you want to spend all your time on your music.
Well, like, then again, you do need someone at the end of the day to be like your backbone, because you do have management, you do have best friends,
right?
You do have all that, but then again, there is always that special person that can always be in the picture for you, like ride or die type thing.
I guess you know what I feel, and I don't know if this will happen for you, but for me, like I feel like my agent would be my best friend, or like my manager would be my best friend.
Of course,
because I feel like those are the people that you want to be able to trust.
Yeah.
And
well, it's just natural like that. It's natural building.
But you can talk about the same business, the same industry, the same people.
But something that's really important is like the balance aspect of it. Because if all you really have is just your career, and there's nothing, and I'm saying this from a manager perspective, and I love it when he's just grinding hard on this. But if he doesn't balance the other things outside, like hobbies and personal life and everything else, we take hits in this all the time, right?
Yeah.
Stuff goes wrong all the time. So.
Yeah.
If something like that's happening and you have nothing else to fall back on, your whole life's just going to collapse for X amount of time, right?
Exactly.
So what's the big move for you? Because, you know, I mean, there's festivals that are happening. There are things that need to be done, places to go, things to see. First of all, where do you want to go in this world? You know, you want to get... I know you don't want to stick around Vancouver. Nobody does.
No, but I just want to make sure my name is solidified here. And honestly, I think the dream is obviously to like go to LA or go to somewhere like Toronto and then be the biggest name I can possibly be.
You know, I think if you went to LA, you'd do really good. Because, I mean, you don't...
I haven't been there yet. I promise myself I'm not going until it's like for business.
Are you screwing around with drugs?
No, I don't do any drugs.
You know, I appreciate that. I'm really bad with psychoactives.
Well, like I came from like an athlete mentality, right? Yeah. So like when you're doing that, you don't have time to do that stuff. And especially at this stage of a career, why would you?
Yeah. You know? No, I believe that to be true. You have to have a clear mind.
Exactly.
I mean, look at what I was doing earlier. You can't be racing and doing all this stuff and putting together things when you're strung out and tired. Yeah.
But I'm not saying like the people that do drugs, no, I'm not exactly, talking down yeah, on them, but like there's always a time and a place type of thing.
Well, not everyone wants to be like a superstar rapper, you know, like, whatever it is.
Right? Yeah.
You know, so, you know, do you think you're going to make it?
No, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you can't, doubt that.
100%.
Do you feel like having a sport mentality helped you?
Of course. Of course. Yeah. Well, I come from the mentality.
You did rugby.
Yeah, exactly. Rugby. Yeah. So the mentality, it's kind of like a blessing in disguise. It's kind of a curse, but I always compare myself to others in a way. Yeah. Not just like I'm on Instagram, like comparing that type of thing, but in regards to like just music, if I see like another artist gets placed on a festival, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get that next year.
Yeah.
Like that type of mentality. What? Just to keep me driven.
What's a festival you'd like to play?
Either Rolling Loud, Lollapalooza, Faded.
Oh, Lollapalooza would be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sure Isaac's in there thinking like, ching. yeah, it'd be really good stuff.
It's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I believe it to be true. Anything that you're going to be doing, because I know that you're going to be doing stuff here in town. Anything that you can talk about, Isaac? I'm going to go through Isaac.
Yeah, go through Isaac.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of shows coming up. Mm-hmm. Starting very early September, there's going to be a lot of Boslin music dropping in September shows.
Yeah.
Nothing that we really want to say before it's really solidified and announced.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be those guys who are just announcing everything they do, right?
Yeah. Well, here's something I can announce. Boslin, in a couple of weeks, there's going to be a music video coming out for Hidden Nights.
Yeah.
This we know to be true.
Yep.
We don't have a date, but we know it's in a couple of weeks.
It is coming. It's in the process.
What's happening?
Just got to make it perfect. Make it perfect.
Yeah. How do you guys pay for these music videos, too? That's what I want to know. Isaac, you're putting out some money or what?
Well, like
Isaac's got some cash to flow with.
It's about like making the money from like the shows, the streaming, all that, and just putting it back into the work.
So what came, like, did someone here like have a lot of money to begin with? Like Isaac, like, did you have some cash from your parents that you went with and you helped Boslin or what?
We both used to work outside of music.
What was your day job before full time management?
I worked in a restaurant.
Which one?
I worked in a couple. I worked at Cactus Club.
Attaboy.
Top and Barrel.
Honey, I was an Earl's girl.
I worked at Earl's.
It was awesome. I worked at Earl's Ambleside for all of a summer.
Really?
I worked at Earl's Ambleside like 2 years ago. I was the saucier there.
I'm surprised you guys didn't link.
That's weird.
Sauce boss.
No way.
Made all the sauce.
He's like, no way.
Made all the sauce before
maybe we like overlapped at some point.
I don't know. That was right at the end of that is when I started managing Bozzy. And then.
Yeah.
We've been making it back.
Are you going to go back to school? Because you said you're not.
No, I'm not going back to school.
And I remember there was a point about a year ago when you said,
I
got to go to school.
Yeah.
I'm not dropping out. And I was like, you know, you did a Facebook Live or an Instagram Live. And I got on there and I said to you, I was like, you know, I really think, I always tell people, stick with school.
But for you,
I really don't think that you.
It's just the thing is, it's like, I don't know. There's a fine line because it really determines where you are in your career, your profession. Yeah. You can't just drop out, right?
Yeah.
So I just felt like the backing that I had at that point and the direction that we were heading, I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you most proud of in your career?
The family that we built.
Yeah. Mm. Who's part of the I don't know, what do you call it? Boslin family or Bozzy?
We got a big team. That's another
announcement. Bozzy bitches. I don't know. What do you call it?
Another announcement that's gonna be coming out is the collective. It's gonna be announced in a couple weeks.
Cool.
Yeah.
Whole team.
Is Isaac starting a record label? Are you gonna start a management label, you think, Isaac?
Yeah, all of that's in the works.
It's happening. It's happening.
It's all in the works.
It's happening.
who are you collaborating with, reaching out to, weaving your magic?
we are talking to everyone, man.
Yeah.
Talking to everyone.
We're trying. We're shooting for everything.
Check out Hidden Nights. That's going to be coming out in a couple of weeks. Later on the show at 11:30, make sure you call in if you want to ask Boslin a question or two, or Isaac, or my lovely friend Kyle, or even me.
Mm-hmm.
Boslin, do you have any questions for me?
No, sir.
Yeah. I forgot to get the phone number. That's what happens when you're not used to things doing it for you. 604-822-2487 is the number if you'd like to call. I don't even know how to say disclaimer. I remember doing this. I had to speed it up because like that's how you do it. I don't know, when you make an ad, you have to be like, what is it? Long distance charges. Yeah. Long distance and carrier charges may apply. I gotta give that just in case. I don't know. Who do you want to be sponsored by?
Who do I want to be sponsored by?
Supreme?
No. I think
anyone major you're working with?
Supreme's listening to this right now. We'll take the
Oh, yeah, of course we'll take the
sponsorship. If Shepherd Fairey with Obey is listening right now.
No, I think like Palm Angels, that would be sick. Even like a food place would be wild.
A&W.
Imagine Booster Juice.
Any vape companies? What does Boslin consume? Like, what are you drinking? What is your drink of choice?
A double rum and coke.
Oh, old school. Yeah. I love that. Kyle, are you drinking that? Kyle, where are you drinking? I want to know.
What?
Pass that mic over to Kyle. I want to find out what are you drinking? Because you're a pretty old school dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, beer.
He's an Italian.
What have we got? What? I guess Stiegel's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. Stiegel Radlers.
I don't really like beer, honestly.
My drink of choice is aloe vera juice and tequila.
Yeah,
but then again, I'll drink anything.
Aperol, I love Spritz, tequila. Spritz. I love tequila, yep.
What type of tequila you drink? Mezcal?
I don't really know all the type of tequila.
I don't really care what I drink as long as it burns.
Gin and tonic?
Gin and tonic is my skank drink. You should not see me on gin and tonic. Yeah. Isaac Markinson, what do you drink? You're a tall can.
I don't drink that much anymore, honestly.
No? What do you?
I used to drink more than I do now. Now it's mostly just about the work.
Were you drinking like crazy in first year in university?
We were partying a bit in first year.
Partying a bit. Not a lot.
Where is the place to party in a small place like UVic?
We mostly just drank when we had stuff going on. Like once the work was done, like we set up a show or whatever, we'll be at Lucky Bar.
Lucky Bar's good. Upstairs Cabaret.
Yeah. Where's the place that you and Rigo used to go to?
Sticky Wicket.
Sticky Wicket.
So many memories.
Yeah,
oh my
guy,
I've heard of this place.
Come home and
isn't that in downtown Victoria?
Yeah.
All these places are downtown.
It is so fun.
Yeah. I want to ask you something.
Yeah, go.
You are you're either doing or did a song with Manila Gray. Is this something we can talk about? Because I saw it on Twitter.
It's
Isaac Markinson is nodding.
It's coming. Yeah.
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 Jeez.
Song with Manila Gray.
Kyle, are you listening to Manila Gray or what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kyle, get into this microphone. I need to hear from you.
I'm here.
Manila Gray any good? Yeah.
What do you think about Manila Gray?
See, I think the production level's like super high for Vancouver.
How did you find them?
Shout out Azel, one of the best producers in all of Vancouver.
Oh, of course. Where did you first hear Manila Gray?
I actually, well, like, because I do film, like, I saw their, I don't know the name of one of their first music videos.
Mm. So,
like, again, like, production level is, like, really high.
Oh, yeah, but like, they're definitely setting the
like
level
shit
out here,
like,
right?
Yeah. It was impressive. And, like, again, like, I haven't heard them, and then, like, see these dudes who look, like, very established.
Mm.
Like, that was pretty sick.
Just the way they present themselves. So. No, they're great guys.
Yeah, their whole aesthetics. So, the last video they just did, Silver Skies, which came out about a week ago.
Yeah.
They actually flew to Manila in the Philippines to shoot it.
That's wild.
So they just brought it right back to the roots, because that's really where the root of their music and stuff comes from. Because the guys, they're from Richmond out here, but they really have like a strong connection to Manila.
Mm-hmm. I want to get back to how artists make money.
Mm.
Because it's really difficult now.
It is.
It is a grind.
The cliche of a starving artist is so true. Like it happens a lot, but if you make it over that tipping point, then it's worth it.
At what point do you feel like you made it over that tipping point?
Like,
when did you say, and is this when you get your first check and you're like, okay, there's three zeros after the one, you know?
If I can buy my mom a house, then I made it over the tipping point.
Okay.
If I can like provide for, because there's no point of an individual making money and his like family and his like group of people that have supported him isn't eating, you know? So that's when you think you can make it over the tipping point.
Are you doing, like, is Boslin out there doing bar mitzvahs and stuff and bat mitzvahs? Or, like, what are you doing? Bachelor parties? Any barbecue birthday things?
I did a bachelor party. Where was that?
That was on the island.
That must have been wild.
Yeah.
Those women must have.
They set up a stage. They had the big speakers. It was crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Were they expecting you to come out and start stripping or something at some point? Or like what?
Yeah, I don't think so.
That would cost extra.
Yeah, that would have definitely cost extra.
It was good. Like any shows like that, the private shows, it's always fun.
Isaac, what were you going to say? I cut you off.
I was just going to say. Yeah, never mind. I was just going to say private shows are definitely more intimate.
Okay, so as a manager, what are you doing? Are you sitting there saying, okay, look, we got to get book some private shows? Like what is really – because the end game for you is what? You're getting a cut. You're a manager, right?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, there you go. We won't get into percentages and stuff, but you're getting a cut. So your drive is to what? Sell Boslin or to
– Well, outside of all the money and stuff, like we never would have started this if we didn't have the same vision for it.
Well, hey,
Like we both care so much. Like to the point that both of us were out of that university that we were in before. I'm doing other stuff educationally, just for the time being.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm supposed to be doing this certificate just at CAPU.
Sure, sure. Oh, I'm at CAPU.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there in September?
No, I'm not going to be there until next May. Okay, well, and I'm just doing some artist management stuff there. Cool. Extra courses just so I can do some more practicums.
Why are you waiting to May? Why can't you do it now?
It's just not available. And I by May, like with our company and all that, like I might not even go. So everything right now is kind of played by ear.
Now, see, this is what would keep me up in the middle of the night. Is I'm Isaac, okay? And I'm sitting in bed thinking like how we all do. And I'm thinking, okay, Boston's getting really hot. He's getting some heat. If he gets signed by a big label or some or label sweeps in, I'm on the outskis because they're going to have their own team. How are you guys going to work on this?
We definitely had that the conversation. Like, that's never going to happen.
Okay, well, you didn't have it with me. So let's have it all again.
I think from my perspective is that when you create something with one specific individual and there's like – there's nothing can replace that type of thing, right? And then obviously having a circle that's very tight-knitted, it's – you have like everyone has like a responsibility and everything. And obviously when an artist starts to grow, you have to open that circle a bit, but you have to make sure that the people do come in are everyone agrees in that circle. They should be there. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So obviously we are in talks with like people here and there, but making sure that Isaac feels like respected and making sure that the whole team feels respected, then we can actually place positions and get to talks with that.
Scooter Braun says, get rid of him. Are you going to do it?
Scooter Braun.
Sure. He would be like working on your stuff.
No.
But
long,
no, I wouldn't.
You have to think about that.
No, it's just because Isaac looks up to Scooter Braun.
Did you actually?
Very strongly.
He's like the guy. But no, because Scooter Braun just screwed over who? No disrespect to Scooter Braun, but he screwed over
a lot of people. You're talking about how he owns Taylor Swift's masters.
How'd that happen?
Well, basically, Taylor Swift didn't own her masters from way long ago, from when she was like 15 years old to whatever age it was. And
she didn't own them then.
No, she didn't own the masters. This record label she was signed to owned her masters. And that's just like, that's what happens when you don't have someone around you as like a level head about it. And you kind of get caught.
Okay.
Well, it worked out for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Right. So walk me through this
Rookie contracts.
Right. So walk me through this now. When you produce, because a lot of people do not know how the music industry works. They have no clue. And actually, a lot of people don't understand how television or movie works. They just think actors show up and start talking. They don't realize that there's writers and there's a huge process behind it. In music, Boslin sits, hums a tune. In the middle of the night, as we all. It seems like everything happens at night, especially for me. But you're humming something, you get something down, you put it down, and you do what? You go to a studio, let's say.
Yeah, I create the melody. Yeah.
Okay. So, and then you write it out, you record it.
Yeah.
Now it's recorded. Who owns that? How does this work?
Okay, so basically, the individual that pays for the studio session, the individual that makes the beat, basically owns that master.
So if a label... if you're assigned to a label and they're paying for the studio sessions and that's all part of your contract,
it's like we've had contracts come across the table that basically say that anything that they pay for in their own studio, they own the masters too, but that's never something that we want to agree to.
Right. Cause then he loses.
Well, it's just
money basically.
It's not even about the
control?
Money because like you think about Taylor Swift, they brought her to a level where she's making more money than what, like if she owned her masters, she'd be making more money, but she's making an insane amount of money.
Well, yeah,
so I don't think besides the fact that she cares strongly about owning her own music, she's not starving at all from not owning her masters.
Right.
But at the same time, like,
is the big thing you want to own your masters because you want to control your catalog, your image, your everything.
So you're not in
a Toyota commercial or something.
Exactly. Yeah. But in the music industry, if you own your masters, that is like, I don't know how to explain it. That is like the, how do you?
Kyle, get in here because this is the same with film. It's owning your print.
That is your leverage. That is your leverage. Right? Owning your masters is your leverage on everything.
Okay. So Kyle works. And by the way, I totally forgot to mention this. Kyle's going to be filming my promos. We're going to be doing it at Playland. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Far.
He's expenses, so I got to basically go out there and turn some tricks and make it happen. But anywho, I digress. Well, why not? I don't know. I got a phone bill, by the way, for $519. Canada sucks. We have the worst data plans ever. Although it was kind of my fault. I shouldn't have been calling people in the States as much as I was.
My mom almost slapped me once my phone bill was over 1,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's steep.
I was in high school.
You know, that's wild. Okay, yeah. That's nuts.
I know.
And first of all, what the hell are you doing with a phone in high school? You don't really need one.
No,
in high
but
school.
I don't know. I was just wild and
having too much fun.
Doing this thing?
Kyle, I want to know this about how the industry works in film. Because when you're a director, and let's say Kyle goes out and he does the same thing, I make something. And you go make it, and instead of having a label, you have a studio that produces it, or a producer. Who owns the – is the equivalent of owning a master owning a print, or owning what, the edit, the final edit, or the final like cut to the film? Like, how
well, like for me at least, yeah. Like when I'm like shooting stuff, like I want to at least like show my work. Mm-hmm. So like say I did a music video with a label
with
or
Boslin,
something. Yeah, say I did a video with Boslin. Yeah. At the end of the day, like the way I do my contracts, like they're going to own the rights
yeah.
to like all the content and the video and stuff. But then I'm going to be able to like post it.
Distribution.
Or like use shots for like my own promotion, sure. not like sure. use it for like other like companies or like something
yeah,
to make money
off.
Yeah,
you can't go and sell it.
It's more of a promotion, like a demo reel. Like I'm going to put it in my demo reel. It's just like being clear with like that in like contracts and being clear with like all your parties to make sure everyone's kind of on the same boat, because that's when people get fucked over.
Yeah.
So. I want to talk about the Isaac, are you going to say something? You have something to
jump in? I was just going to say that owning your masters gives you the right to license it however and to whoever you want. And that's the most important part about it.
I want to talk about the value of a creative, because I feel like that's something especially
it's and everything.
I don't know if it's just specific to Vancouver, but I mean, I've definitely felt this.
What do you mean by creative?
Well, okay, so my first life, I worked in branding and marketing. That was my thing, and that's what I did. And I worked for companies, I don't want to say who, but you know, companies kind of along the lines of like a Ritzy or things like that, right? Not for Ritzy, but companies like that, very similar. Big stores, lots of places. And, you know, you're making $13 an hour and you're like, how am I working at a head office, shooting all the catalog stuff, doing all the e-com, everything for a company in a $10 million building that they just bought, and I'm getting $13 an hour.
Gotta cover the bottom line.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there's models that are showing up from big agencies and the agencies stop sending them. But but that's just how the industry works, is that it's so undervalued. I don't know if that's elsewhere. I'm just going to speak specifically for Vancouver. But people will say, hey, you know, Kyle, we want you to film something for us, do a little teaser or promo or a bumper or whatever the hell. And, you know, you're doing it for exposure. Do you feel like that ever happens to you? Come play a show?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, you get different value out of different things. I would never recommend an artist just starting out to be like, my rate is $1,500. I'm not doing any show at all without that rate being met. Because you're just gonna cut off opportunities from yourself completely.
It's a dance. You gotta do it. Do you feel like you've been to Toronto?
Yep.
Do you feel like that happens out there?
I think definitely. It happens with every artist, honestly.
Yeah. You start off and that's the thing. You start off, you do stuff for free. Yeah. But then there comes a point where you're like, look, I'm being known as the cheap person who will do it for nothing.
Yeah.
Because there comes a point where you start to say, look, I'm starting to feel like a schmuck here.
And also there are a lot of artists that do too many shows. Like
way
there's
too many.
Way too many shows, and they just sell themselves out. Where when like big festivals look for that artist, like, hey, you just did like 3 shows in this month.
Right.
Why would we put you on here?
Right.
You know. So you gotta, find that line.
How does the rotation work for that? Like, do you do a club show? Like I don't know. What's too much? Like, can you do a club show once a month in the same city? Probably not in the same city.
Well, it just matters how many people want to see you. Because if you have like a 500 capacity in the club, but you got 1,500 people who want to see you and those shows are selling out.
Sure.
Yeah, you can do one every month.
Is it better to do smaller shows? Like, I feel like if Isaac dropped dead now and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to represent Boslin myself. everyone's knocking on wood here.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I love you, Bubby. You're great. But let's say I'm scheduling Boslin.
Yeah.
I would want to put Boslin in a bunch of small venues, because then it's more intimate. Then people can't get to see him. I mean, if people already know about him generally, you know, is that something that happens?
But if there's a point where Boslin's selling 500 tickets every show, which he can do,
then
it just doesn't financially make sense to be putting 50 people in a room, right?
Are you going on tour? You're going on tour. I can feel it. You already got the heat in town.
Yeah.
You're kind of going around. You got some feelers for things.
We're planning. Making
you want to do Canada? You want it. I mean, I'm not saying tell me, but I mean, you want to do a couple.
I want to do a world tour one day.
Oh, I think you could.
We'll be doing everything.
Yeah.
You know where I feel like you'd be really good is Europe. I feel like you do really well. I feel like you do well in Germany.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. Bozzi has a pretty big fan base in Australia.
Really?
Australia's a big one.
Oh, there you go. Australia's
actually a big one. It's
so we
crazy.
Definitely have to get out there pretty soon.
If you
Sydney specifically.
If you guys could do like a music festival tour out there, I mean, my God.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
And it's great because, you know, I mean, let's talk seasons here. It's going to be winter
yeah.
up here and you'll be down there in the summer.
That's so true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boslin, he is sitting here in studio with myself, Isaac Markinson, his manager, and my lovely dear friend, Kyle Murdoch, who's going to be filming my promos. He's a great cinematographer. Check him out. Well, I love your handle, by the way, Kyle. Your handle is Murdoch Mysteries, which I love.
K Murdoch_mysteries.
It is amazing on Instagram. Check it out. Are you ever going to change that?
Probably not.
I mean, Murdoch Mysteries.
Yeah, just like the
it's
TV
like that
show.
That CBC show.
It's really bad if you guys have seen it, but it's a trip.
Is that where you got the name from?
Exactly
show?
Where I got it. I remember day one when I got Instagram. That's like crazy. Somebody told me that. I was like, there it is.
That's dope.
Do you think we should do some music and then come back after a little bit and then do some calls? I don't know. We got some people that we know are definitely going to be calling in. So
yeah,
we should do that.
Well, do you have any other questions?
Oh, I got plenty of questions for you. I don't know. I just... Well, one thing I want to ask is there anyone in the city that's really blowing you away right now that you're really into?
Music?
Oh, Isaac's grabbing for the mic. Here we go. The manager's got something to say.
You go first.
Boslin,
you go first. This is the Boslin Live show, not the Isaac Markinson show.
You got to get put on.
No, it's here.
I think Eric Repred for sure.
Yep.
J-Mon.
I love J-Mon. Yeah, he was a blast to have.
BB No Money is killing it.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yeah.
I know his brother, actually.
Who else?
Manila, of
Mr. Gamuchian.
Manila, of course. We love him. There's a kid in actually Chilliwack. His name is Don Tyler.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Who else?
BB No Money, I want to mention. I know his brother is Ed Gamuchian. This I know to be true. What's BB No Money's first name? I forget.
Alex
Gamuchian.
But I don't know his last name.
I know his last name.
Alex.
That's crazy.
We go back, but we don't go back. We weren't best friends, but I knew about him from hanging around the city.
He went to UBCO like 4 years ago, blew up in China, rest is history, right?
Yeah,
so he's a local guy.
So how did that happen? Like, what was he just putting out tracks and then...
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
And he blew up in China?
Yeah. On just some platform out there. I don't remember what it's called, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure... He also didn't know about it for a minute, and then he kind of went and checked it out, and he was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
See, that's crazy. Don't you wish that happened to you, Boslin?
Yeah.
We got to turn you into, like, a K-pop star. That's what I want to try. Can we do that? Kyle, do you think you could do a K-pop music video for for a lovely
We're
going to
need a whole dance crew then.
I'll do it.
Fully makeup. It's got to be full out.
You know what? Let's go to some music. This is an element. I really like that song. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more. We'll do a few phone calls. Then we'll bounce and get out of here because it's getting a little bit late.
Sounds good.
I don't know. It's fun. Are you having a good time?
Of course.
Thank you. I knew you would. Element, Boslin on Andyland Radio. By the way, we come back.
Yes, sir.
September 18th. Don't forget, Boslin.
Flex up on your bitch, I run this shit, you know I'm back. I like Cuban links, Versace drip, we're going swag. Know that Labatint makes purple drinks and smoke a bag. Niggas talking shit, niggas talking shit. It's that Bally shit, flex like Cali shit. Run up, disrespect your panty shit. She stretch my taffy quick. Niggas moving like some cattle shit. I scope them dead and shit. I be on some fucking Rocky shit, cause I don't trust no snitch. Nah. Being broke never hurt us. My niggas hungry for a shot. We watch the business in motion. Our vision never fucking stops. Y'all niggas witness it spoken. I'll make sure I will never drop. Focus on the guap. Stacking out my stocks. Yeah. Bitch, I'm on my element. My element. But bitch, I'm on my element. My element. Bitch, I'm on my element. My element. But bitch, I'm on my element. Simmons, Ric Flair, Young Bozzi, beware. Flexed up like dynamite, I'm finna start a fight, I don't care. Smoke all in my system, don't talk and just listen. Fuck around, bring Hardy back, I dropped the top to just fucking glisten. I'm putting niggas in check, she moved that.
ass on the set. My life be bugging out these cats. It's like that sweet life on deck. Shout out to Zach and that codeine. Move past these niggas on protein. I'm gaining fans quicker than you saying running on that old machine. My life got up in the downs. I don't fuck with the clowns. I watch my mental health and kick depression out of my clouds. Too deprived, never fucking listen. Small talk never got the lesson. Ooh, no need for straight jackets. I'm crazy in person.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Need a quickie? We have you covered. Visit AndyLandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Slow with the top down, sipping on the juice when I'm boof with the hounds. Yeah, we born living, but I'm bucking like a clown. Poop still 10 in case I hunt a nigga down. Wait, should be calling since I six. Voicemail fear, leave a message on a bitch. We don't need a grill, nigga, they can hold this. Old friends tripping, saying Bozzy done switch. Yeah. I'm providing for me, in case a nigga riding, they won't fuck around me. You be talking, fighting, nigga, run up on me. All these dogs is barking, but they never bite me. Fuck, nigga, I'm back. Black still repping my tats. 10 toes down with my city on my back. I'm brute, strong, then we came a long way. A day one, niggas all I keep around me. I'm moving, cruising, the nigga don't play. If you want some smoke, nigga, come around me. I'm good, nigga. I'm good, nigga. Fuck, nigga. Eye for an eye. For supply, I'll take the risk. We'll never die. Say I for my nah. Cash for supply, I'll take the risk. I'll take the risk. I for my nah. Cash for supply, I'll take the risk. We'll never die. Say I for my nah. Cash for supply. I'm down low, sleeping on the floor. Single mother cooking, one producer at the dough. I've done burned bridges, sleeping on snitches. Missing opportunities and coughing up riches. Young nigga, just provide for you, only ride for you. If a bitch nigga swings, then he will die for you. Don't ever lie to you, stay out of eye for you. Shit, all these doggies only ever bark. Fuck nigga, we back. Black still repping my tats. 10 toes down with my city on my back. I'm brute, strong, then we came a long way. A day one, niggas all I keep around me. I'm moving, cruising, a nigga don't play. If you want some smoke, nigga, come around me. I'm good, nigga. I'm good, nigga. Fuck, nigga. I for my nah, cash for supply. I'll take the risk, we'll never die. Say I for my nah, cash for supply. I'll take the risk, I'll take the risk. I for my nah, cash for supply. I'll take the risk, we'll never die. Say I for my nah, cash for supply. I'll take the risk, well, never soon.
You're listening to a special presentation of Andyland Radio with Boslin live from Studio A. I'm Andrew Willis. I'm here in studio with our lovely friend Boslin. We love Boslin. We love him.
Thank you for having me.
And we have our first caller. We're taking some callers at 11:30, but you know what? We're just going to take this one in right now because we love him so much. Matt, you are on air. Where are you from?
I'm from Chilliwack, BC. What's up, dog?
Oh, there you go. Chilliwack.
Yes, sir.
Boslin's hometown.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, we love that. Are you on speakerphone?
I'm on.
Okay, let's get you off speakerphone.
Alrighty, I'm on.
There we go. Oh, I love that. Oh, you got a good voice. What do you do? Do you sing music or what?
No, dude, I work concrete construction.
That was going to be the next thing I say. Do you do construction?
Yeah.
Been a cultist like recently?
I actually used to own Frosty's Ice Cream up there with my family.
Oh, well, no
we
way.
We still do, but we moved out.
Sorry, no. Your family used to own it. You just got a little bit of money from them.
No, I got nothing from them.
Bobcast, I love it.
I don't want to act like I'm a baller because I'm not.
Aw, well, at least you're honest.
Hey, one day maybe.
Yeah, well, we all hope so. You have a few questions for Boslin.
Yeah, I do.
Well, let's knock, knock. Who's there? A caller. Caller who? Caller, please tell us your...
Bosley knows who I am, so...
What's up, G?
I have a question.
All right.
Sure. Growing up in Chilliwack, not having much people out here that are wanted to support rap. I mean, there's a few of us or whatever, but what does it feel like going out to Victoria and then fucking having to dip school? Not dip school, but start to actually make your footprint on the rap scene.
So what does it feel like for you, Boslin? To make your footprint, to go out there, to leave Chilliwack, to get to Victoria, to meet some people, and
it's surreal. At this exact moment, it's pretty surreal, but the hunger's still there. Like, I don't feel like when you're chasing something, you don't really ever take a step back to actually look, and I need to do that more often. But no, it's sick, man, because repping like the valley and keeping pursuing this dream, it's crazy, bro. It's nice.
Matt, what do you want to do? Own an ice cream truck or what?
Oh, fuck no, dude.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I don't know what I want to do, man. I'd like to produce beats, probably.
Yeah? Are you any good at it?
No, I haven't even started, man.
Okay, well, there you go. At least you have a dream. You have a direction.
Start.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Isaac Markinson's telling you to start. Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I need to ask you a couple questions. Are you seeing anybody?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm single as hell, man.
When was the last time you got laid? Be honest.
Last time?
Swear on your mother's life. When was the last time you got laid?
45 minutes ago.
Oh, really? Oh, there you go.
Let's go.
Attaboy.
Wait, was it by your left hand or what?
No, I use my right, dog.
Are you seeing any chicks?
I'm not seeing any, but... they could see me if they want.
Boslin, do you like blondes or brunettes or redheads?
Brunette.
Or pink-haired people?
I'm open to anything, honestly. But I was with a brunette for a while, so.
Matt,
did you hear that laugh?
Matt,
that was an evil laugh.
That was a pervy laugh. Matt, did you know this girl, this brunette girl?
I don't know her personally, but I know she's a dime piece.
Have you been with her?
Not at all.
Getting Boslin sloppy seconds or what?
Huh?
Getting Boslin sloppy seconds or what?
No, dude, that's my homie. I don't do that shit.
Well, I don't know.
That's respect.
I wouldn't put it above myself. I'd do it.
And I'm not even close to as good looking as that dude. And I can't even rap.
What do you look like?
God bless.
Do you got some abs?
I'm white. I got a ball sack hanging from my chin.
Are you fat?
No, dude,
do you use are you doing dip? I want to know, because I feel like that's such a thing to do in the valley, is to have some dip. Yeah, you know, chewing tobacco.
Oh hell no, dude, no.
What's the most hick thing you do?
Ride dirt bike
in the middle of the street.
No way.
In the middle of the street.
That's some Wyclef Jean stuff. That's already, that's like motorcycles, but
yeah. I mean, if you looked on drunk people doing things like 3 months ago, you probably would have seen me.
Yeah. Are you doing MDMA?
Me?
Yeah. I don't know. Whoever I'm talking to on the phone. You sound like you're out of it a little bit. What are you doing?
I'm smoking
weed?
I'm right now.
What?
Oh, yeah. I just took a dab, so.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well,
yo, you know,
I like to say that was fun, but it wasn't. So I got to move along. What?
Yeah, dude. I'm going to let you guys get on to your next color.
Matt.
You the boy?
I really do love you. Do you have anything you want to say to anybody?
Shout out Boz, keep doing it, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
We love you. Big
I messaged him a week ago. I said, I'm going to be the first one to call you.
And there you go.
There you go, bro. You're a G, man. You're a G.
There you go.
You the boy, man. Keep it up, dog.
Thank you.
Right. There you go. He hung up. Usually I hang up on men first, but, you know, he hung up on me. Boslin?
Man says he has a ball sack hanging from his chin.
Yeah, what the hell does that mean?
It means he's a good man.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know.
Oh. I've never heard of that term. It's strange.
It's a valley term.
Yeah. Kyle just went on a date, by the way. I was in the car with him. It was pretty fun. We're driving on in here. And he told me he went on a date, and he sat in a park and just chilled with a chick there and had some brewskis.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. What do you do with a chick? He's really cool. I love Kyle. Yeah. Like, you have no idea. Like, Kyle's like one of those people. Like so thinking of people that you take to the top, Kyle, my friend Reese.
Yeah.
And really, that's about it. Are the only people that I'd ever bring with me, want
Circle
to bring.
Small.
Well, because they're working, they're doing stuff, you know, like they're always hustling on their. And one thing I would like to say to you is that make a list of people. Mm. I don't know. Make a list of all the people in your life right now and put a star beside the people who are actually like working and, you know, are doing stuff. Mm. And then as your career goes on, cross out the people who message you and being like, hey, can you help me with this or can you whatever? And those are the, and then you'll see how small that list is of people that really are actually hustling, doing their own stuff.
Mm. No, I already got the list in my head. Like, yeah.
I'm always suspicious of people. Mm. Are you? Do you feel suspicious of people's motives?
I think I'm pretty suspicious, yeah, because you can't really trust a lot of people, honestly, especially like in this music industry. It's pretty like crazy. I know everybody just kind of wants something.
I always feel like people are so fake. Like sometimes I go into clubs or I go to places and people are, oh, hey, how, you know, and you talk and you just, it seems so like.
Well, it's just because the thing is because like when you're not, when people like, when all the eyes aren't on you, that's when they don't even like, care at all. They're not going to talk to you. But then as soon as like they see other people caring, they're like, oh, I should probably care now.
Yeah,
you know, the realest people, like the person I just called, like he cared about my music before like anyone else did. He, like, everyone thought it was like kind of whack. Why is this guy being a rapper? And then now, I'm not saying everybody's obsessed with my music. I'm just saying there are some supporters there, and like he hasn't changed.
See, I like to just hang out with you and just like, I don't know, chill, have a beer in the park.
Yeah,
like Kyle. We'll do a date. We'll do like a Kyle's version of a date. We'll just go.
How was that date, by the way? How was
Kyle, what's get on name? The mic. Let's what's hear about this. Was she good?
Yeah, it was a great conversation.
Yeah, I mean, blonde, brunette, redhead. What are we working with? Brunettes are really.
You guys just had a. Was that your first date with her?
Yeah, yeah. Literally just sat at a park.
How'd you guys meet?
Hinge. Yeah.
Dating app.
What is that?
Man.
Oh, that's a dating app.
Oh, it's good. It's better than Bumble. Bumble sucks.
Way better.
I haven't done a dating app yet. No, I haven't.
You should do it.
Okay. Well, actually, that's a lie.
So caller's gonna call in and expose
me. Yeah. No, okay. So. I swear, never mind. I'm just going to shut up.
When was the last time you were on a dating app? An hour ago?
No. I don't have one.
Oh, no, because you're seeing someone. You're saying, how long have you been seeing this person you're with?
It's complicated. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. It's like, it's a tough situation.
Would it be hilarious if that was the same person that met up with Kyle on a date?
That would kind of be cool.
Some trifling girl.
We could both talk about her.
Is she a trifling chick?
Don't think that would go over well.
Yeah. No, I'm not like, yeah.
Is she proper?
I'm doing me.
In school?
I'm doing me.
What is she doing?
I'm doing me.
Okay. She's also doing you too. That sounds about. Well, Boston, what do you do on a date? Like when you go on a date, like where do you go?
You gotta treat them nice. You gotta be jiggy with it. You gotta first impressions are key, I think, honestly. Just making someone laugh and just being a real person. You know, listening. Yeah. Listening. People forget to listen. Especially when like you're busy with business, you can talk. But if you just sit down and like listen, then that goes a long way.
Do you feel like when you go into a nightclub and you see all the girls all done up like crazy, like does that kind of turn you off? Because you're like, dude, you just look like a replica.
Yeah, literally. One thing that I don't like that I will say is that there's a lot of girls lately getting these lip injections.
Oh, God.
You know, they look like
big pussy lips on their mouth. It's weird. It's strange. Okay,
but like some girls can pull it like you do you. I'm not going to say anything, but it's just like it's kind of unnecessary because I think when you start to do things to like your body, obviously that's your life. Do whatever you need. But I just think it's kind of unnecessary because it's like natural beauty is better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We were listening to your song Element, and then we came into Eye for an Eye. You know, it's really funny. I actually said to Isaac an hour ago when I called him, a couple hours ago, I said to him, I said, I hate that song Eye for an Eye. I don't like it. Mm. And then Kyle and I were I'm honest about that. It never clicked for me.
Yeah.
But then I was listening to it with Kyle.
Yeah.
And Kyle's like, dude, this is a hit. Like, this is a thing.
How did that happen? How did that mine happen? Whoa, wait. He said it was a hit, yeah?
Yeah, he said it was great. Exactly. And everybody always says, I love Eye for an Eye. It's a great song. And so I'm listening to it and I was like, oh, actually, I don't think I've ever actually listened to it properly.
See, this is like so... This literally happens so much in music. Like, this happens with me and Isaac. Isaac shows me some music. I don't really like it at first, and then boom, like, I like it. That's, like, one thing. I don't know. It's kind of tracking back to what we just said. It's like people around you have to like something for you to like it sometimes. It's just subconscious. It's with social media. It's everything like that.
You have to develop the ear.
Yeah, for sure.
For it.
You know what's funny, Kyle? You have some pretty awesome likes in music. One of them, what was that band that you, and do you mind if I mention this? Is that okay?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. What's it, the 1975?
Yeah, I don't like listen to them, but like, yeah, no, it's catchy music.
It was catchy, like, poppy music. And I was like, what the hell? And then I listened to it, I was like, this is the last thing I would think Kyle's ever listening to.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like he's onto some really good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but is there anything like that for you that you listen to and you're like, I'm too embarrassed to tell anyone about this?
Deep cuts.
A lot of it.
Yeah, yeah. I listen to a lot of crazy. Yeah, Isaac, explain what you got. You can expose me.
You're just trying to get me to expose
you. Isaac's listening to Taylor Swift.
Expose me.
I'm not listening. Because
I can't even think.
Like,
I'm trying to think.
You listen to a lot of like Jacquees and stuff like that.
Yeah, light skin music. I love light skin music.
Like Aaron Ray.
Yeah, Aaron Ray. Light skin music like that. I love it.
No way.
It's good.
Isaac, what are you listening to that's kind
of. Me? I listen to a lot of, lately I've been listening to a lot of UK hip-hop.
Right.
Because I'm definitely in the hip-hop world, like.
I love Dizzy Rascal.
All the time.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah. Have you listened to Dizzy Rascal?
No, not much.
No?
My favorite artist out there right now is Dave.
Dave.
Dave, that's crazy. His name. Just
see,
Dave.
That's super awesome.
Yeah, he's like, oh, crazy.
Do you listen to Oliver Tree?
He's gonna be, a little bit.
Yeah.
And Dave's going to be out here in early November, so we're definitely going to get out there and see what's up.
Kyle, who was that person on Instagram that you're like, I need to watch? He's funny. He does the Game of Thrones sort of really crappy. Casey Frey. Yeah. Casey who?
Casey Frey.
Casey Frey is what Kyle's saying to me. Fry?
I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah. Is there anyone on Instagram that's blowing you away? Creeping you out?
In what way?
I don't know. It's like funny. Just, like, is there an account that you're really...
marketing type stuff? Or are you just like
just something funny. Like, I like I think it's Drunk Batch, and it's like B-E-T-C-H.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Daquan.
Slutty Puff is another one.
Memes are really funny. Yeah. Daquan. Who else?
Daquan.
Who else,
any meme accounts that you're really into?
I can't think off the top of my head.
You know you're famous when you
Bozzy
become
likes
a meme.
Memes.
I love memes.
I get down with them. They're good.
There's one meme where there's like this kid and he's like sitting. I have to show you. He's like sitting on the couch. It's like this little kid and he has like this look on his face. Like, and then it's like the meme is like when like mom says that she's like she's not gonna get you a PSP for Christmas and she does.
Huh.
See, it's not that funny, but like you got to see the meme.
No. I was distracted. I was distracted for a second because my phone just fell on the damn ground. So this is what I hate. I always come to the studio and I'm trying to sit here and I'm trying to do a show and I'm trying to be focused. And then my phone falls out of my pocket.
And
I don't know what the hell is going on. And it's weird and strange and I can't listen
to
it.
It's a funny meme though.
Am I getting cornrows anytime soon? What do you think?
I think you probably should. Yeah.
Do you think I could pull them off?
I think you should pull out some cornrows, yeah.
I don't know. Should I put some beads in my hair?
Look like Kawhi.
That'd be wild.
That'd be so funny.
You know what? Eye for an Eye. It's a good song. Everyone likes it. Everyone's into it. Well, do you do a lot of Facebook Live videos. I know this.
I do, yeah.
I have you follow. Both of you I have followed as Notify whenever you do anything.
Yeah.
You know, you take a shit, I'm going to be known. I know everything. You know. But no. You get a lot of people that engage with your Instagram Live videos.
Yeah.
So much so that I get nervous because I'm like, look, I'm going to go on there and they'll be... And it's such a weird thing because sometimes you go on and there's like only 100 people that show up for the party and you're like, what the hell? Like, is everyone asleep? Do you tell me about Instagram Live? Like, you like it?
It's a weird question, but I like it because you can just, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like face to face. Because, like, imagine your favorite artist. Like, imagine if I hopped on, like Travis Scott's Instagram Live and if you actually interacted with people.
Yeah.
Like, it's.
Have you and Jaymon done an Instagram Live together?
He doesn't do many Instagram Lives. I try to get him to do more. I talked to him in the studio the other day. He's like, not yet. He's going to do them more.
Who's someone that you'd like to do an Instagram Live with?
I'm trying to think. Quentin James. He's kind of funny.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny.
Hmm.
Who else?
I don't think any of the audience knows your boys from back home.
Sorry.
Tell me about Toronto, actually. I forgot to ask you about that.
Toronto was good.
Yeah,
what
were you doing over there?
We basically just went straight there and made some music.
When you say we, you mean the royal we? Like, just you or what? Like, who's coming with you? Isaac, you were there.
Me?
Yeah, it was us and Bozzy's producer, I guess.
See the sights?
Yeah, Ozcan.
Was it a business trip or what?
It was kind of like a business trip. It was good. We went out there, made some connections, met up with some good names. We were in the studio from freaking like 1 p.m. to like 7 in the morning, like every day. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was fun.
All nighters. And like even our flight was at like we had to be at the airport at 6 a.m. and we went straight from the studio there.
Toronto's a different vibe, though. I like Toronto.
Describe the vibe, because I'm going to be heading out that way if I can't make it down to L.A.
There's like a kind of an aura of success there, right? Because a lot of people are doing it.
Yeah.
So everyone's trying to get something, right? Because you don't want to just sit around and see everyone around you doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then just be the one person who's not getting these placements or whatever, because you got one of your boys who has like a Drake song, right?
Yeah.
You got someone who's working with The Weeknd, someone who's working with whoever else. Like, it's gonna definitely solidify that mentality, and that's what Vancouver's missing. Like, there's not that many people who are inspired, I guess.
See, I love how you put it, aura of success.
Mm-hmm.
I give off that aura. I feel, and I'm not afraid to say, you kind of have to be brag a little bit. Do you give off that aura?
Or of Boston? Success.
Yeah. Because this is what I love about you is that, you know, I can talk to you. I can sit and have a good conversation with you.
Mm.
And you throw someone, and same with Jaymon too. Throw anyone else in that chair who's, it just seems like an act. It just seems like a big act. And I feel like you don't put that on.
Yeah, well.
Is there ever a time you feel like you need to, or you do?
I don't think so, no. Because if you're going to be an individual, like, why try to put on this act? You know, because everyone's trying to like do that.
Yeah.
If you can just be, that's what's going to stand out, honestly, in like making it, is just being perfectly honest. Just be awesome. Yourself.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like then you can actually just get down and do the work. You're not sitting there worrying about the persona or the person.
Mm. And I'm not saying
that's a problem, though, with the music industry right now, in my opinion. And I don't want to.
No, get into it.
I'm not going to call anyone out or anything like that.
Okay, but it's just, don't.
So many people
don't
have
a shooting in studio.
Oh, yeah, nah.
There's a lot of egos. And I'm saying that. I'm not going to like point fingers, because I guarantee I've probably done that many times. You know.
Well, hey, I can point a few fingers. I won't. But I mean, there's definitely people who I know, they just give off this vibe of just like, I'm not talking, you just know it, and it's a feeling.
It's just being inauthentic, like, just trying to be someone you aren't, buying followers, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, if you have, like, 100K followers and you're really not doing that, but you want everyone to believe that you're doing that, it's just not going to, like, if anything, it's going to turn more people away than it's going to attract people to you.
Yeah, no, for sure. Kyle, how are you thinking about this? How do you feel about this interview? Am I doing good?
Good.
I got really nervous for this. I got really uptight. I got really freaked.
You're killing it.
Well, I got really freaked out because I thought to myself, I said, geez Louise, I'm going to be having Boslin here in studio. This guy's going to be blowing up. God only knows. Mm. I'm probably never going to get this opportunity again, because you just keep going up there in the clouds. And then on top of this, I have Isaac Markinson here.
The genius.
I've heard some things about Isaac. I heard that he talks out of class a little bit. Isaac, do you like me? Do you run mouth a bit?
Nothing like that.
Get into that mic. I want
to
know.
I keep to myself.
Do you talk sassy things about people?
No, I keep to myself.
Yeah.
You're not gonna everyone can do what they want to do. We're just doing our own thing.
You going to say some mean things about me later?
No, never. I hope never. Nothing like that.
Nothing like that. I'll put a spell on you. We are here in studio with Boslin. He has a new track out. Is it out? Actually, it is out. Hidden Nights. The music video is not out. And this music video, I was watching, because again, I get all... Please follow them. It's Isaac Markinson on Instagram. Mm. Boslin Official,
yes,
correct?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, on Instagram. Follow them. Make sure you go there and notify anytime they post or they have a story or anything, because it's always good.
Mm. Thank you.
You're posting stuff in the middle of the night, 2, 3 a.m., of you guys doing a music video. There's cars. There's Boslin. There's people with guns. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
It looks like you're in Dubai. God only knows where the hell you guys are. I don't know. Outside of an ICE. It looks like an ICE detention center.
Surrey.
Yeah. That pretty much is an ICE detention center. Nobody wants to live in Surrey, least of all me. But I want to know. So what are you guys doing on this music video that's not out, but it's going to be out in a couple of weeks? It's for Hidden Nights. What is it? There's cars on fire. I don't know what's happening.
I can just say that there's a lot of madness happening. It's going to be exciting, and it's definitely a different look at Boslin.
All right, that's it.
Well, you gotta wait.
Isaac,
and see.
Get out of the studio. Out of that chair. I want to hear from Boslin.
You gotta wait and see.
Yeah, Isaac, what can you say? Who directed it? Like, Kapoor Kyle wants to know.
The man that made it himself, his name's Nathan Lee, right?
Nathan Lee, Rain City Entertainment.
Here. I'm gonna let Kyle ask a few questions to my mic. Get on.
What?
I'm just asking questions. All right.
He's a G. How did we meet him? How did we meet him again?
Well, Nathan Lee, actually, he knew some people who I knew from high school way back when. And just some way or another it got in front of us, just some of his work. And he had amazing stuff. And like, the work he was doing wasn't really in kind of this Western hip-hop stuff.
Right.
His partner Cigar and him, they were both doing like a lot of like hip-hop from India,
Illinois.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a lot of, and there's a couple huge names out here who moved out here from India.
Yeah.
And they're doing crazy stuff. So he was shooting music videos for them, and they were just amazing quality, and can't deny that.
Do you think you and Kyle would ever get together and do a music video or something, or a little promo or a little teaser?
Shoot us something, Kyle.
Yeah.
Right? You got our emails.
Yeah, let's get it.
How much is this guy charging, by the way, to do a video? Like, are you guys breaking even? Like, you do a great show, you do a big concert, you do something, and then you have to shell out what, like $6,000 or whatever the hell it is for something?
Whatever
like,
it is.
Is that what happens? Like, are you make a bunch of money, but then you have to spend a bunch of money on your music?
Well, that's what it is.
Because you have to travel to Toronto, you're doing studio sessions.
It gets tough, but definitely having like respect for each other and knowing that there's going to be like more income in the future,
right?
That just keeps people motivated.
It's pennies for dollars, right?
Well, and that's the thing.
And more people have to start considering the music industry like a startup business, like anything else. There's going to be a lot of years, like maybe the first couple years you're in the red, and it doesn't work for a lot of like majors now at this point. They're signing like 2 artists a day, and they're shelving a lot of artists when they're not hitting that kind of clearance rate. So it's hard to find somebody who really wants to like stick and with you and develop you through those years.
Mm-hmm. So
you have to look at it like a startup business.
Is this why you guys are holding off on signing with anyone? Because they're coming to you saying, hey, let's do a little bit of development here. Yeah. Let's put in some money.
Yeah.
But we're not going to pay to get you out on tour. We're not going to be doing any of that stuff. Like what's
every offer looks different, right?
Yeah.
As long as Boslin's independent, he's only going up.
Exactly.
We'll know the moment the right deal comes in front of us. But until then, it's all just rising.
You know what? I feel like this is good. I feel like we should play a couple songs, come back, say some goodbyes. I don't know if anyone wants to call in.
Whatever you
want to
do.
I don't know. How do you feel?
No, I'm good.
Do you have any questions for me?
I've been trying to think of some questions.
I don't know. What do you want to know? Any burning desires you have that you want to know about?
Have you always imagined yourself doing this?
No. Actually, I'll be really honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I always knew that I wanted to be in front of the camera or doing something that was entertaining. Mm. I loved entertaining.
And when did you first have this thought?
I think probably when my parents used to beat me. And I always try to find a way to make people laugh and feel happy because I was really unhappy as a kid.
Mm.
And I always knew that in a home where I had to always suss out and feel people's emotions in order to know if I should run and hide in my room or if I should, you know, whatever. So I always would try to like be like, okay, let's get ahead of the game and make them laugh.
Mm.
So that's what I would do. And I make my family laugh, and that stopped them from hurting me.
Yeah.
So I did that, but I didn't know how to turn that into work. And I grew up in a really poor family, so I didn't really know. Like I had no clue that I was going to go to university because I had no clue what a bachelor degree was.
Mm.
I graduated high school, I had no plans to go, worked at McDonald's, worked all these like really menial jobs. And I tried building it into something. And then it really wasn't until I was 27 years old that I went back to university on my own, did all that. And then when I was 29, I was working a job that put me in with this guy named Jim Pattison, who's huge. And
that's the richest man here.
Yeah, he said, what do you want to do?
I keep seeing that name everywhere.
Jim Pattison's the
richest
man.
He owns dealerships.
I see him on everyone's car.
He owns a lot of stuff. But I worked at a country club in West Van.
Yeah.
And he, and, you know, I was serving salads.
You worked at Hollybrun?
Capilano Golf and Country
Club. Oh, yeah, okay.
And he said to me, so what do you want to do with your life? And I said, well, I don't know. And he said, why don't you come to my office and we'll talk about it?
Mm.
So
that's incredible.
Yeah. So I went to his office.
Jim Pattison.
Yeah. Bro. Sat with him, go into this room. It's my origin story, I guess. I've never really
been able
to tell it. But yeah, so I go into his office and it's crazy the way it's all done. And go into this boardroom, and it was literally like something out of The Simpsons or like, you know, the classic scene.
Where was it located?
If you don't know. Shaw Tower.
Okay.
Yeah. So go in there, and so go up to the 18th floor or whatever it was. Go up to the top of the
screen. How old were you?
This was only just 2 years ago.
Mm.
And he said, so go into this boardroom, the window's shut, and then I see on this huge, it was like an insane wide screen as hell, projector thing. He goes, walks over, presses a button. This projector screen goes down, and I sit, and he's like, go sit there. And I sit there, and I'm sitting there, and he's like, sits down. He's like, with this clicker, like pressing this.
Yeah. That's crazy.
This thing pops up. Yeah, and this thing pops up and says, Andrew Willis, August 28th. I remember the date. August
28th. That's insane.
Yeah, 2017, I think, 18, I can't remember. Anyways, and so shows up, and then, And he shows me all the divisions of the company and says, where do you want to work? After I saw this 20-minute video. Mm. And I was like, broadcasting, that's cool. I'd really like to do that. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, okay, cool. And so we had this big talk and whatever. And then like 6 months went by and I was like, I haven't followed up with him because I was like, oh, I want to finish till I do school. I didn't jump on the opportunity. And literally it was like kismet. I was thinking to myself, I really have screwed myself on this. Here I had this great opportunity and I never followed through. Mm. And so this is in August. January comes. I'm thinking I really need to talk to him about this next time I see him. Mm. Talk to him and I explained to him, you know, hey, you know, he says, come over here. I want to talk to you. He said, have you ever followed up about doing broadcasting or doing anything? And I said, you know, I've been thinking about that. And I thought, oh, I thought I'd missed this opportunity. So he put me in touch with people at the Peak. Mm. I worked at a radio station here, realized I wasn't really too keen about this or really keen about certain things. And after 3 months, they were like, hey, you got to either go to school or you got to go to school or work at a small radio station. I said, I don't want to do either one. I want to stick doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So the same day that I left at the Peak, I came here just last August, the 22nd.
That's crazy.
Came in here and did my first show. Damn. I said, can I please use this station to do a show? And I did weather and traffic. Mm-hmm. And and I did these like crazy things. And I was sweating my tits off. And so between last year, August, and now, I've mm-hmm. developed what I have. So in the short period of time, maybe like 8 months, I'm always quick to react. And I feel like that's why I really like you, because you come up with good stuff and you and Isaac are a good team and you make it happen.
Thank you. That's a crazy story.
Anyways, yeah. Sorry. Did I talk too much
on
that?
I have another question.
I didn't want to bore you.
No, not at all. For someone who's trying to, like, for instance, if someone's listening or just people that look up to you, what is one tip or one thing that worked maybe for you or one thing you got to tell them to try to get to where you are, or like to try to make it, you know? Like, what's some advice?
Don't ever kill yourself, even if you think you want to at all. I mean, that's totally something I always thought about. I thought, I hate this life. I really don't like it. Mm. But then it kind of like worked out. And so stay alive the best that you can, and don't worry about when it will happen, because it will happen if you just work towards it. Don't worry about time. Mm. Like, you know, when you're 27 years old, going to school, university for the first time, I mean, that's a real kicker, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, if you say I'm not going to go to school because I'm 27, then I would have missed out on meeting like Kyle or meeting all my, you know, other friends. And one thing leads to the other. I would have missed out on everything. So it's like, you just got to take the opportunities when they come, but you have to do it. And every day you got to be critical and say, okay, what did I not do right? So, you know, after the show, I'll think to myself, this didn't happen. I should have had more of this elements or whatever. Mm. And then you just do it. You just can't say, okay, well, it's just going to happen. You have to do it.
Yeah, you got to just do it.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
Every day.
Of course.
There you go. You know what? With that, let's leave off. Let's go to song. We'll come back after some ads and we'll be here live in studio with Boslin.
Yes, sir.
Listen to Hidden Nights, Boslin. Check it out. Find him, Boslin Official on Instagram and everything else. I'm Andrew Willis. I love you very much. Please don't kill yourself, honey. I mean, I know it's weird, but just don't. I mean, life is just too wild and crazy and fun. And who knows? One day you'll be sitting across from three beautiful men like how I am right now, and it'll all be okay. Boslin, Hidden Nights on Andelon Radio.
Channel 9. I think today, CTV. It's cloudy. Yo! What a chance of cloud.
Yeah.
She's saying.
Hey. Get it? Yeah. Hey, yeah, long nights, long days. Locked and loaded, popping pills straight up to my brain. I'm walking with the shadows who've been calling on my name. Flip the picture, sip the liquor, but to me it's all the same, yeah. All the same, yeah.
Speed it up, then we pop it one more time.
You've been partying with demons, I can see it in your eyes.
I've been running out of fog, smoke. Can you tell me why?
Niggas hidden in the hills, thank the Lord I'm with my slimes, yeah. My money equals the problems, too many niggas are trying to resolve them. I got a 40, I'm ballin', spoke to a killer who about to be calling. Riding around in a coupe, 10 in the window, my niggas will shoot. Call me the Bozzy who moves, jiggy with Prada and pockets of booth. She want fame, he's been high, I'm alive. Trippin' over demons that I've seen walk through the night. No more time, if I shoot, will you ride? Lord forgive us, I've been sinning when we rolling dice.
Speed it up, then we pop
popping one more time.
You've been partying with demons, I can see it in your eyes.
I've been running out of fogs, mama, can you tell me why?
Niggas hidden in the hills, thank the Lord I'm with my slimes, yeah.
I beat it up, I ain't like these other guys.
She's been teasing with the nigga, shoddy tripping when she high.
Purple sipping in my car, you can never catch me dry.
Tinted windows in Suburbans when we rolling through the night, yeah.
Speaking my language, talking money, blue faces. My pot of champagne, sipping bottles at the case, yeah. I realize your nigga gon' get it anyway, yeah. For real, I'm about to take this blizzy to the face, yeah. They paralyzed the minute a young nigga finna rhyme. No, I ain't never tired, jump on the beat and I energize. Got your whole mesmerized, you know my songs gotta memorize. You know the memorize, I pull the whole thing when I'm with my slime. She ride like a pedal bike, I think of you feeling like mine. Young niggas finna slide, yeah, you know we could go all night.
Speed it up, then we pop it one more time.
You've been partying with demons, I can see it in your eyes.
I've been running out of fogs, mama, can you tell me why?
Niggas hidden in the hills, thank the Lord I'm with my slimes, yeah.
I beat it up, I ain't like these other guys.
She's been teasing with the nigga, shoddy tripping when she high.
Purple sipping in my car, you can never catch me dry.
Tinted windows in Suburbans when we rolling through the night, yeah.
Life Lessons with Liam and Benny, available on YouTube and andylandradio.com.
I'm Andrew Willis, host of Andyland Radio. Join me September 18th as we return to make you feel smarter and happier with Season 3 of Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis.
Andyland Radio is now on Giphy. Search a wide variety of stickers to make your posts smarter and happier. Search now using the phrase Andyland.
We're back. It is time to say goodbye. We had a really good break here in studio. We're sitting here chatting about the lovely Jimmy P, who I love very much. And you know what's funny? I've never called him Jimmy to his face. I've never called him Jimmy P because that would just be really funny. Mm-hmm. I've always called him Mr. Patterson. He's a very sweet man, very humble man, very good man. Some people have criticisms about him, but he's someone that I feel like yourself understands the importance of hard work and just doing what he needs to do to get ahead and helping other people around him. So big shout out to him. I love him very much. And without him, I would not be on air. So that's all I got to say. Isaac, do you have anything you want to say?
I'm good.
Yeah. Boslin?
New music coming. Lots of content coming. Shows coming. All right. Thank you to absolutely every single person that has supported me this far. We're going to get it.
No, go on. Sorry.
That's basically it. We're going to get it. Thank you again for having me on the show.
Anytime.
Yes. I'm excited to look back in a year and see where we both are. It's going to be crazy. And I know for a fact we're both going to have a bright future.
Where are you going to be in a year?
Where am I going to be in a year?
Yeah.
The Juno Awards.
Absolutely.
That's where I'm going to be in a year.
Well, go a little higher. Go for the Grammys at least.
We're going to get Grammys.
There you go. I love it. Kyle, what's going on with you in a year?
In a year?
Yeah. Are you going to be upgrading to a different park for your dates or what?
Yeah, hopefully somewhere overseas, Europe.
You were saying you want to be in Germany.
Berlin.
I think you do really well in Berlin.
Berlin's the move.
Yeah, you do good.
That's where it's popping.
Berghain and have some fun. Are you going to pop some Molly and just like dance all night?
No drugs.
Yeah.
Good. No drugs.
All right. Stay away from drugs. No, we love drugs. I was going to say we love drugs. I love tequila aloe vera juice.
It's a vibe.
It's a thing. I think I had way too many before the show. I actually did. I had some tequilas before the show. Anyone got to say anything before we got to go?
No, sir. Thank you again.
For the very first time in about 48 episodes, I am coming in early. Usually I come in a little late.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird, but, you know, I don't know.
There's going to be another.
We'll do some more. All right. If you want to catch more episodes of the show, you can always do so. They're all there. Go to AndyLandRadio.com. And as I always say, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and ceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit AndylandRadio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided in part by Madeline Taylor, Miles Black, Alec Christensen, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.